sorry.
Hi, good morning, Isaias.
Hello,
Isaias. Hi, this is Gail. I'm the regional director for your area. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good. So you were talking with a young lady named Maria. It sounded like you'd had an account with us before. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, super. We can get that reinstated and fixed back up. Now, she also noted here that your Google listing isn't showing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all right, let me...
I opened a new account. I opened it myself, a new one. But
okay.
I would like to have my old one because my old one has a lot of reviews.
Okay. And what was the old one? What was the name on that one? Do you remember?
Yeah, ENS Landscaping.
And is it E like Edward, N like Nancy, S like Sam?
No, E, not the letter N, is the and symbol.
Ah, okay, E and S. But
ENS Landscaping Services, LLC.
Okay, let me see if I can pull that up and see what we find. And you're in Phoenix.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you were, I'm looking this up, sounds like you were on Angie's for a while and didn't have a lot of luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad. It gets expensive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. What do we have? No, it is not coming up.
It disappeared. I don't know why.
Okay.
And,
so that's from my dashboard. I can't get into it here, but I do know that that's something that our techs can take a look at and see if we can get that other one back. Now, do you currently have a website, Isaias?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that website address, please?
Is, let me see, what is it?
Is it enslandscapingservices.com, perhaps?
Yeah, it's E is a network, N is a Nancy, S, landscaping.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is that
landscaping.com?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so it's got, let me see, when I type that in, I don't know how I'm going to do on this last name, Echeverry and Son. That doesn't look right. That's not you. That's someone in California. Okay, let's try something different here.
Okay, let me double check. Let me see here.
No worries.
We just opened it. We did it ourselves with my son.
Oh, okay.
Let me see here. He sent me that. Oh, the link right here. Oh, so yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing, ENS Landscaping, and then that...
let me get back over there.
Wixsite.com.
Aha. Let's try that. Mm. So it is the, is it the and symbol or is it the letter N?
No, the letter N. This time with the letter N.
Okay, so enslandscaping.wixsite.com.
Yeah.
Okay. That one doesn't come up either. All right. And that's actually okay, Isaias. We can get that straightened out. I would probably suggest, so we can build you a website as our thank you for being a returning client when we take this listing for you today. So we'll make sure that your website is up. We'll make sure it's Google compliant so that Google can find you and get you to that first page. We'll also get your Google business profile back in order again. If it's possible to get the old one back, to recover those reviews. Of course, that's what we'll do. If that's not possible, though, we will make sure that you do have a Google Business profile and then get reviews going forward. Okay.
I open a Google. If you type ENS Landscaping Services LLC, you're going to see me there.
Let me try that. Whoops.
E is a network, N is the symbol.
Okay.
ENS Landscaping Services LLC.
LLC.
You're going to see me there. I have 3 reviews.
There it is. Okay, there it is. Beautiful. So that's
but
there. All right.
I don't like it because I only have 3 reviews, and the other one had more than 80 reviews.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was receiving calls every day, 2 to 3 calls every day, and I always ask them, where you found me? On Google. I just put landscaper and you appear.
All right. So we need to get everything back in order for you. I suspect what happened when you stopped service, of course, we stopped doing our work. So I'm sure what happened is everything just slid back to where it was because we weren't working on that for you every month. So it is important to stay with the program. So, of course, our job is to get you to that first page, your Google Business profile and your website, and then, of course, to keep you there. So we do work on your account continually. Well, you're a client of ours, so we always are in making any adjustments as algorithms change, as you add new things, we add new photos, new backlinks, and so on. So that'll keep you, it'll keep everything in order, okay?
And do you see me there?
I do. I can see your
profile.
But
you see me with Thumbtack?
I see a Thumbtack listing, yes. Yes.
Yeah, we had 112 reviews.
Let's see. I see that, yes. Now, what...
So that one... Well, right now, we are busy right now. We don't need a lot of... You know, because people call us from Tampa, you know, hey, you have a good review, so I just want to hire you.
Good. Well, and you'll get those back with Google, too, being on that first page. Absolutely. And we'll help you gather Google reviews. If we can't get that back, if we can't get those old reviews from Google moved over, we'll help you get reviews on Google as well from some of your past clients. So it doesn't have to be just clients going forward. We can gather from those others too. Now,
because
timeline.
Right now, I don't want you, like, I don't know how much it will cost with you guys, but I don't want it to, I'm looking, well, I have the page on Google already.
You have a Google Business profile, which is different than a page on Google. So the problem right now, you do have a great reputation. But the problem is you can't be found unless someone knows your company name or if they happen to cross someone.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why we need to get that website up for you, get your Google Business profile straightened out, so that people can find you. And you might be busy right now, but you know it'll get slow again. You've been through those cycles. So this is the perfect timing to get everything set back up for you so that when it gets slow again, you've got that momentum and you'll be on that first page of Google by then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let's go through
what
pricing.
What's going to cost me?
You bet. Let's take a look at that. So being that you were a customer of ours in the past, I can apply a discount here for you. We'll also do that website for you, which is about a $300 value. And that's free. We don't charge anything for that. And, of course, the website is going to be all about ENS Landscaping Services. So all of the services you offer, your reviews, your contact information. And we don't filter those calls. They all come directly to you, of course. So with your discount in here, I can knock that down to $349 a month. And then there is just a one-time $99 setup fee. And, of course, that goes to cover the reprogramming and content creation and such. And then you'll never see that again. So your investment then today to take advantage of the listing and get set back up again would be $448. And that covers that first month and that setup fee. And then month to month is just $349. And, of course, you might remember we pride ourselves here on not having contracts, so you're not locked in. Everything truly is month to month. So we expect to have to do our job very well to earn your business month in and month out. Fair enough.
Okay, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Absolutely.
Let
take your time.
Because, look, I am interested, but you know, right? Like I say, right now, I want somebody like you say you're gonna put traffic, so everybody can find me, right?
Right. Right.
So, which is good, because I have another guy that's gonna help me too. He's working on the. He told me the same thing. He's gonna work on, but so the people can find me because they're not finding me.
And may I ask who that is, and did you sign a contract?
No, not yet. I told him that we'll call him back because I'm finding pricing, you know.
Okay.
Finding more because, you know, how's the technology right now? I see a lot of YouTube videos, and they say you don't have to pay to be on the first page and blah, 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 blah. But I only listen to them, but I never do anything yet.
Okay.
But I found
it well,
in a restaurant. I want to know how much it will be, and I will decide, you know.
So this is someone you just met in a restaurant?
Yeah, because my friend has a restaurant. One of my friends has a restaurant, and that guy built up all the social medias, you know.
Well, Isaiah, I'm glad you found us this morning. So success on the internet depends completely on who you work with. Local Splash is a premier Google channel partner, and that's the highest partnership level a company can achieve with Google. And the way we've done that is through excellence in customer service, doing what we say we're going to do, of course, but then also in the training that we've received through Google. So the company has been trained and certified by Google to best use Google products to promote our customers so that we can actually show you those results. So industry standard for anyone else to get you to that first page of Google is about 3 to 6 months. So someone else, you're going to pay for a good half a year before they'll have you on the first page. Most people give up before then. We can do that in about 30 to 45 days, and I will give that to you in writing. Okay, so everything that I promise you, price, everything will be in writing, and that $349 a month, too, is a flat, true rate. There are no additional click fees or call fees, no surcharges or taxes of any kind that are added on there, and that is one of the things that you need to be careful of. I've heard a lot of horror stories from clients who have taken those inexpensive fly-by-night services, and then later that company repeatedly comes back and asks them for more money. That's not going to happen here. So that's why, Sam, I'm really glad you found us, because we can make sure that none of those bad things happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So this is an exclusive listing, so you're the only company that we'll be promoting in the Phoenix area. Luckily for you, this listing just became available, so it's open for you to grab, but it is first come, first served. So we are filling it today, so we would need to get everything set up for you so that I can secure that listing so that someone else doesn't take it. You definitely qualify. You've been in business long enough.
Okay, but so how much will it be every month?
So it'd be $349 per month, and that includes coverage on Facebook. It'll get you on that first page of Google. We also get you out to all destinations. So, for example, Yelp, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages. There are about 60 destinations that we'll get you out on. We will also build that website for you for free. That's a $300 value. So could look at it as paying for a website, and then you get your first month free, or you could look at it the other way around, just get a free website. And then we'll also straighten out that Google business profile. And that in and of itself is a big deal, getting that Google business profile straightened out.
Okay. Yeah.
So then today I'll just need $448. That's your first month and the $99 setup fee.
Okay.
And if you'll let me pop a couple of screens here, we can get started and I'll get you set
back
up. $349
every month?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't like that $349, you know, I think it's a lot.
That looks to be about half of what you were paying before. That's really pretty good pricing to get on that first page of Google, plus Facebook. We'll take advantage of that nice Facebook page you've got there. And I see you've got some good reviews on Facebook, too. And Facebook has become a major player lately. I know it used to only be for, I guess, taking pictures of what you had for dinner and posting it. I've never played a whole lot on social media. I don't know if you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Facebook, people are turning to now to look for goods and services just like yours. So your ad will display and run on Facebook, taking huge advantage of the traffic that's come onto Facebook lately. So Facebook,
yeah.
Google, build that web page for you. It's a pretty sweet deal, isn't it, Isaias?
Yeah, but it's almost like a car payment, you know.
Oh, no. What kind of car?
My mom pays $350 for a Toyota Camry.
Oh, those are good cars. I love those. Such a nice car. So if we could get it more affordable for you, let me try something here. I'm going to ping my finance guy here real quick.
Because I don't even have a new car right now. I am 10 years old.
Yeah.
because all my money comes in, I put it on the business again, and I'm still growing them, you know.
So we've got to get you in the right places so that you can be seen, so that you can get that new car. That will make all the difference in the world, is to get you into the right program in the right place. So, Isaias, let me try this here. I'm going to ask my finance guy here real quick if she can apply an early discount for us. I know we've got a Memorial Day promotion coming up, so I've got a discount approved in here already for you as a returning client, but let me see if I can apply that Memorial Day discount as well and see if that'll work. Okay, he says that should work. So let me try the code here real quick and see where that gets us. Okay, so I can get that down to $249. That drops $100 off using that Memorial Day promo along with your returning client promo. So off of retail, wow, that's a big deal. So that, I cut it in about half. So from retail. So then your monthly would just be $249. And then with that $99 setup fee, that's not quite new car price. And that should get you on your way to a new car with all those new calls.
You think I will receive more calls?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That first page of Google and then the Facebook.
Right now I'm paying $300 a month with Angie's List, okay?
Mm-hmm. Now,
if you think this is going to work for me, I'm going to cancel Angie's List.
I think it will. I absolutely do. That first page of Google and the Facebook is so powerful.
Yeah, because when Angie's List, I fight with other competitors, you know. I don't like it.
Right. And that's not fair. I still can't believe that they do that. I mean, I know that they do, but it's horrible that they sell you those leads and then they also sell them to your competitors. Even if the competitor isn't paying that $300 a month, they're still selling your leads to other people, and that's just crummy business. So the other thing with the Google and Facebook is that your calls then will go directly to you, and they do not go to your competitors. So your customers will be calling you directly from their search results. And we don't filter those calls. We don't screen them. We don't certainly sell them to you. That would be ridiculous. And we're not giving them to your competitors. So those are all yours. So, yes,
okay.
Just 249. Okay.
Wait,
let's go ahead and
can you do $200 or no?
I can't. 249 is the lowest I can go. That's with that Memorial Day promo in there and your returning client discount. That's better than anybody else gets. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, because I can do $200 every month. And look at I want to use the same stuff I have right now, you know?
The same what? I'm sorry.
The same profile I have on Google already.
Oh, okay. But what do you... what do you mean by that?
The same website I have.
Okay. All right. We can do that. So you don't want a new website then?
Well, if you can use the profile that I have on Google right now.
Oh, so you want the same address, the same website address. Yes, absolutely.
No, I mean, not the website. I mean, the profile that you found me on Google. You told me that nobody can find me because that is a profile only. Right?
Are you talking about the website host, Isaiah?
No, remember I told you I have a website. I mean, I have a profile on Google.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
I have three reviews only.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's I have a note here too. Yes, we will try to bring that over if at all possible. Okay.
Yeah, that way you don't have to do another one because I don't want to have a lot of stuff there on the, you know.
Okay. Fair enough. No worries. We can do that. All right. So shall we get you set back up again?
Because there is a lot of stuff there, ENS from other companies that I pay money, you know, and then.
Right. So we'll make sure that gets pulled over. You got, I want to pull something else up here just to take a quick peek. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to take one more look at that Google business profile that was up there, the one that is visible. Okay, yeah, that's all good. So let's go ahead and get you set back up again then. All right.
Yeah, but can you do 200 or no?
I can't do 200. 249, hon. That's a big savings off of the retail, though, let me tell you. So retail is normally $599 a month. So you're getting a screen at $249. That's lower than anybody else. That's $350 off. So more than half off. You got big savings today.
No contract.
No contracts. Everything is month to month. We do ask that you verbally commit to stick it out for the first 2 months, though, so that we can get our programming work done so that you start appearing on that first page, okay?
Okay,
but it isn't...
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So I need to get some info. Yes, sir. So let me make sure I've got everything correct here. I've got your first name, Isaias. Is that right?
Can you repeat it again?
Isaias is your first name.
Yeah, but yeah, you're missing some stuff. It's I-S-A-I-A-S.
A-S-A-I-S. Right?
No, can you repeat it again, please?
I-S-A-I-A-S.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Santiago.
Yeah.
All right. S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O.
Yeah.
And then email address, I have E like Edward, N like Nancy, S like Sam, _ landscaping at hotmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is, it's going to be, where did it go? Let's try that again. My email went down on me. Okay. There we are. Whew. Almost had to panic there. Okay, so the first one, the first email I'm sending you is going to be about our dashboard and analytics. In case you don't remember that, you'll have an area where you can log into our site and you'll be able to see the listings, or I'm sorry, the keywords that you're listed for. You'll also be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting. So there's a lot of data on that page or on that dashboard. And then the next email I'm going to send you is the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing as well. So those are both on the way. And then, Isaias, for your phone number, I've got your cell phone as 623-336-2033. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And is that also your business number?
Yeah, that is that business number.
Okay, perfect. And then, are you currently, what time is it there now? Is it 9:30 or is it 10, sorry, is it 10:30 or?
10:37, yeah.
Perfect, okay. Wanted to make sure I had you on the right time zone. And then the company name, I have capital E and the and symbol. S, mm-hmm. Landscaping Services, LLC. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, great. And then I have you at 1829 North 54th Lane in Phoenix, Arizona.
Not anymore.
Okay, I'll take that new address, please.
The new address is... Yeah. It can be a P.O. box too or no?
Unfortunately, no. It needs to be a physical address. But if that is your home address, we can mask that. Is that a home address?
Yeah, 13614.
13614.
Yeah, 13614.
Mm-hmm.
North 18th Avenue.
Okay. And it was 18th Avenue. And that's also Phoenix?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Perfect. 85029?
Yeah.
Great. All right. And then I've got to grab the correct website here.
Do you have the address on Google or no?
Is that your home address?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to make a big note of that. And no, we don't want that showing on Google. Neither we nor Google wants that. You bet. Yeah, they don't need to know where you live, do they?
No.
Well, Google does, but your customers don't.
Yeah.
All right. And grab that address. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you some text messages here as well. And so the first one that's coming over is going to be my direct contact information. I want you to have that in your phone. And that one's on the way. The next one is going to be our customer service contact information. I also want you to have that in your phone. And finally, the third one is a short YouTube video tutorial on our dashboard and analytics. So all three of those are on the way.
You're sending them by email?
So I sent you 2 emails and 3 texts.
Okay,
perfect. And that all updated nicely for us. I've got to do a little copy and paste here. Bear with me for just a second. Here we go.
Gail, a lot of cash. Okay.
Yes, perfect. You got them.
Your extension is 4287?
Yes, sir.
How long you have working with them?
I'm sorry?
How long you been there on Love Splash?
I've been here, I've lost track of time. So I used to work in construction, and then I came here to Local Splash. Actually, because they helped my construction company get on the first page of Google. Oh, Isaias, do you prefer contact by phone, email, text, or all of the above?
Text,
okay. Let me put that in here. There we go. Okay. And I assume the best phone number to reach you is the same number we're talking on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And you are bilingual, English, Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to make a note of that.
Yeah, but most of my clients is just English.
Okay, no worries. And then, so the services you offer, so I'm saying landscaping, of course. Now, do you do lawn care as well, as in grass
lawn
cutting?
Okay. Yeah, lawn care, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly service, lawn care.
Okay, perfect. And then it looks like window cleaning.
No, I'm not window cleaning.
Okay. And what other services do you offer? Do you do anything with irrigation?
Yeah, we do lawn care, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly service, one-time initial cleanup.
Okay. All right.
Irrigation system, timer boxes.
Okay.
Leak repairs.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, I've got all of those. Any others that you can think of offhand?
Palm tree trimming, tree trimming.
Okay. You said palm tree trimming?
Yeah.
That's got to be tricky. They get really tall. Wow,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever met anyone that does palm tree trimming.
Yeah, in Arizona, it's a lot of palm trees.
Yeah. Okay, great. Any others you want to list?
Aeration, you know, aeration.
Okay, got it.
Like
all right.
Poking holes on the lawns.
Ah, aeration. Okay.
Aeration.
Okay.
Overseeding.
What was that last one on?
Overseeding, like when on a winter time we put new seed.
Ah, okay. All right. Got it. All right. Any others?
Like a new landscaping or renovation of the outdoor. I mean, we put pavers, artificial turf, new gravel. And planting shrubs, trees.
Tree, plants, and shrubs. Okay. Now, do you relocate trees? Could you dig up a tree and relocate it?
No, not that.
Okay. Whoops. Misspelled artificial. All right. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's good. And I've got to do a little more copy paste on my end.
Can you give me a minute?
Absolutely. Take your time. I will do some fill in here while you're doing what you need to do.
Okay.
Isaias?
Yeah?
How far do you typically travel for projects out from Phoenix?
From Phoenix, like 25 miles.
Okay, perfect. And then we're going to make a note that address is home address. And then I need to make a note about getting that old Google Business profile. Isaias, I just realized what could be the problem with your Google Business profile. It could be your address change. It may be as simple as that. My thinking out loud, our tech may tell us something different because they're the ones that know for sure, but that could be it. And then, Isaias, whenever you have a second, I'll need you to look at your calendar, if you would, please.
Uh-huh.
And so I need to set up your client onboarding call. So we block out an hour. The call typically only takes 20 to 30 minutes, but we allow that extra time in case you have questions or you need help with anything. So let me take a look here. We could do... And it looks like the only opening I've got today would be at 1 o'clock. Or we could do tomorrow, 7, 8, 11, 1.
Tomorrow, 8?
Tomorrow, 8 o'clock. It's all yours.
My time, right?
Yes, sir. All right. So I'm going to set up a calendar appointment right now. And I will add you to that. So it's going to send you an invitation. And if you could, please, when it gets there, hit the yes that you'll attend. And then as a professional courtesy, if for some reason you aren't able to make it, let us know. We can certainly reschedule, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's going to be another email. I haven't quite hit send yet. I'm still building that calendar appointment. So that'll be, and there it goes. So that's going to be an email, and it'll start with local splash CIE. So you know what that one is when it comes. And then I need to put that in here on their calendar. My goodness, May is just flying by. Perfect. Looks good. Make sure I've got, my job is to be thorough, so I want to look back through here and make sure I don't have any typos and that I filled everything in that we needed. Made enough of your web page. Good thing I double checked. So now we just rolled something new out, just week before last. So this is still in beta testing. And it is optional. So we can do call tracking. So in other words, we can track where your phone calls are coming from, like where the searches were performed. And then, of course, call counting. So we can report and let you know how many calls you get. Is that something that you'd like to have?
Yeah.
Okay. Might just as well, all right? So I'm going to send you another link. This is something you can do when we're all done. This is a link for the call tracking to get that set up. And that's coming by text. A little homework for you, but not too bad. And then the other thing we just rolled out, it's called our Splash app. So it'll be an app that you can download from the Play Store. And you can use that to make and receive calls on your cell phone, but it keeps it so that your customers don't have to know what your cell phone number is. Is that something that you would like?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, all right. And I'm going to send you the link for that as well so that you can get that set up. Same thing, that'll come by text. One more little bit of homework. All right. And then I know I'm bombarding you with information. Did that email come through the local splash CIE?
The ENS?
It should start local splash CIE. That should be in the email subject line.
Local. I don't see it. Hold on.
Sometimes it takes a minute to get there. I'm not terribly worried yet, but we'll watch for it.
So I got the invitation, local splash.
So that's a calendar appointment.
Yeah.
Perfect, that's the one.
So do I click there and then says yes?
Yes, please.
Yes, okay, got it.
Awesome, thank you so much for that. And I've got to put this over on their calendar quick. All right, wonderful. So now I will set up your subscription. And actually, well,
You work from home?
I do. I'm actually in Colorado.
No.
We're kind of neighbors.
Yeah, like 16 hours away.
Yeah. I like Arizona. I really, really do, especially the Phoenix area. I need to have an override done because I gave you a discount. So we're going to update your billing info while they set that subscription up for you with the discount. So now this will be as it appears on your credit card. So I've got Isaias Santiago. And is the company name on there, Isaias?
Hold on 1 second.
Or is it? Sure.
Can you repeat that again?
As it appears on your credit card, I've got Isaias Santiago, and then does the company name appear on the credit card as well?
I think so. Let me see. Yes.
Okay. And it reads E space and S. It's the ampersand sign. Landscaping Services, LLC.
Yeah, right here my card is only Landscaping, LLC, because it was too long.
No. So it's E&S Landscaping, LLC, on the card?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
On the card,
Perfect. And is there a space? So the way I've got it reading is capital E, space, the and symbol, space, capital S.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then the phone number attached to the account, is that also your cell phone number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Well, okay. Yeah.
And then the address attached to the card, is that the 13614 North 18th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona? Oops, fix that zip code. 85029. Perfect. And is this going to be a Visa or a MasterCard? Or American Express? Or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Thank you.
Look, I want to ask you something.
Are you talking to me?
I'm sorry to ask the age, but how old are you?
I am 52, going on 29.
Okay, let me ask you this. I got a text from a customer.
Uh-huh.
He wants to remove a tree.
Okay, good.
Okay, it's a large, it's a not too large, not too medium, in the middle. And I say it's going to be $1,200 to remove it.
Uh-huh.
And he say, that does not seem fair to both of us. I guess trim it this time. And I told him, how much is fair for you to remove it? He say, $150.
Oh, goodness.
I asked him $150 to cut it, to remove it. He say, well, I have never paid to remove a tree, so I don't know. I'm not sure what is the sale price.
Oh, well, it's not $150. I know that.
but you told me it's not stupid what they say, that I don't know how much to pay, so I never remove a tree, so I don't know.
Oh wow! So what's your question for me?
But what do you think? You think he doesn't know?
I don't know. You know, we actually had quoted to remove one of our trees, and it was probably this 8-inch diameter cottonwood tree, not any big deal, and they quoted us $2,000. So to me, you're $1,000 does not seem out of line. I suppose it's possible that he didn't. But I can't imagine any.
The thing I don't like is he say, I have never paid to remove a tree, so not sure a fair price for removal.
Well, you could say something like, well, there are a lot of costs involved. There's fuel and the equipment and the labor and da-da-da-da-da. Ramble off some of those. I don't think your price is out of line at all, actually. I think I would have said it's too low myself, but I think you should charge more.
Yeah, no, but $150 is maybe a yard care service, not a tree trimming. I mean, not tree
trimming. Right. See, and that's, I would have expected to pay $150 maybe to have my lawn mowed, yes, but not a tree removed. In fact, I watched our neighbor had a, I counted the rings. It was a 35-year-old cottonwood. It took 2.5 people, arms stretched to reach all the way around it. Yeah. It was big. It took them, well, now this was a rookie crew, but it took them a week to get that thing down. But they took it down piece by piece, you know, starting at the top and worked their way down. And then they ground the stump out. And I mean, it's no small task what you do when you remove a tree. Goodness.
Yeah. So what should I tell him?
I would say I'm sorry that we can't do it for that price. Maybe you could say I'll knock $150 off, but I can't do it for $150. But that's obviously your call if you want to give him any money off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
it looks like you are a very good seller. You.
Well,
that's what I need on my business. That's what I need. That's what I need. Somebody that.
I'm glad I could help. I hope it helps. All right,
yeah,
Isaiah, I'm ready for those credit card digits whenever you are, hon.
Yeah.
I'll let you finish your text, though.
Yeah. Okay, the car number is 4259.
4259.
0710.
0710.
0999.
0999.
5326.
326. Perfect. And then the expiration, please.
1225.
1225. And then what's that security code?
600.
00. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Let me just make that update. All right. Went updated for us nicely. So far, everything is moving along smoothly. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and send that payment through, and that'll be for $348 today. Once that goes through, I'll let you know. It takes a minute for it to think. You'll get another email. It should reference an invoice. It should actually say, I believe, welcome to Local Splash.
You say $249?
So today is $348. That's your $99 setup fee. Yes.
Okay.
All right. And that email should be on its way to you. So it should reference your invoice in that email, or it'll say, welcome to Local Splash. And let me know when you get that one. I'll need to have you do something else in there while we wait for it to arrive, because sometimes it does take a minute to get there. We'll do the voice verification. That's the last thing that we need to do to secure your listing. So as a Google Premier Channel partner, we need to do a voice verification, which will outline your agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So it does get recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Okay.
You go ahead. This is where you get to talk.
I'll try. Sorry.
So please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Yeah. ENS Landscaping Services, LLC.
Perfect. Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Isaiah Santiago, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Okay.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Thank you. In order to show the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
So your payment for the initial term and setup fee were charged in on today's date, May 16th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348. $249 monthly is your true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees. There are no fees either, but no fees or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 16th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least prior to 3 days prior to the billing date after July 16th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Super. And then just another reminder to make sure that you do come to that onboarding meeting tomorrow. And then did that email get to you, the welcome to Local Splash?
No, I haven't received it. Let me see my...
It might say something about invoice. Let me see. I can see what the sub... It'll be the very last email that came through, and it should have probably come in while we were going through the voice verification.
Oh, not yet. Let me see my spam.
Oh... Behaving like mine was then. Or not behaving.
No. No? Not yet.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me put a note in here. If that comes through, if you could please go to the bottom, I'll put a note in that it hadn't come through yet.
So I'll look at the support.
Did it come? Beautiful. Okay, so toward the bottom of that email, you should see, I believe, an accept. And what is that subject line on that one?
Local Splash initial invoice, that's the only one I got.
Perfect, that is the one. So at the bottom, there should be an accept button, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
Perfect.
It says, please note we'll be accruing charge based upon my term below. Please click here.
Yes.
But, do I click that already or no?
Yes, please go ahead and click that. And then it should ask you to type your name exactly as it appears in that box.
Okay, let me see where the accept button is. I don't see it. I mean, let's see.
Once you click bottom? Yeah, so there should be an accept button at the bottom, and then it should open up a web link.
Accept button. No, the only thing it says click here.